it wasn't an easy decision. You know, I suppose the start I made the last year there, I was contemplating it, and I didn't really have a decision made up, you know, and I kind of left it to the last minute there. Only last week there, I decided, you know, I rang Mickey and explained to him, and I just told him that you know, probably I'm actually living in Mayo at the moment, you know, and we're travelling there, travelling up and down between Galway and Mayo the last maybe 2 or 3 years, so I kind of just took its toll, you know, and a young family and stuff like that as well, you know, at home now. So, hard decision, Oisin, but, you know, it's one that I think that'll stand by, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you thought long and hard about making this decision, because it's been a huge part of your life. So it has, Joe, but not a bad way to go out. A fourth All-Ireland you won last year in Croke Park with Donegal.
No, definitely not. Like, you know, and as I say, you know, you couldn't probably go out in a better way. Like, you know, especially, you know, Mayo over the years was a team, maybe I think I only beat them once over my 17 years, like, and it was hard, and to beat them in a Nicky Rackard final in Croke Park, you know, and bring the cup back down to Donegal, you know, especially.
Yeah, 17 years of inter-county hurling, four-time All-Ireland winner, but I'm sure there's a lot of highlights in there, so there is for you, Joe, a lot of memorable times for you.
Oh, there's a lot, Oisin, to be honest with you, you know, getting promoted there, you know, a good few seasons ago we got promoted, you know, up to 2B, the league, like, and stayed up there, you know, we took a few good scalps there, we beat the Derry and Down and teams that got there, and, you know, and probably off the pitch too, you know, different memories, you know, and made some great friends, and just, you know, it was just great, like, to get to know all the lads, and honoured to be probably, you know, get a good career, like, you know, and probably stay relatively injury free as well, you know.
Yeah, we keep referring to the four All-Irelands, three Nicky Rackards and a Larry Maher, but I suppose one of your treasured memories would be captain in Donegal to an All-Ireland title and walking the steps of Croke Park.
Oh, most definitely, like, you know, that's something that I suppose every young fella growing up, you know, in GAA especially, dream of, like, going up the steps of the Hogan Stand, and it was extra special for me, you know, to be captain of the team that year in 2013, like, and beating, probably, we went in as underdogs too that day as well against a fancied Roscommon team, you know, and we went down to 14 men and things like that as well, and just hung in there and dug deep, and really, like, as I say myself, you know, it was just probably, personally, it was extra special to go up and lift the cup as well.
You came up against some feisty characters and some fantastic players in your time as well, Joe. If you were to pick a couple of players that you played alongside with that really stood out for you.
Oh, there's a good few boys, you know what I mean, like, and especially there, you know, I was a defender all my life, you know, and playing alongside probably Jamesy Donnelly, be one there. I came out and I started my career with playing alongside James, and always loved playing alongside him, you know, he kind of brought out the best in me, and I think I brought out the best in him in times, you know, and some of the stuff, you know, that used to go on in defence there, you know, and really enjoyed that, and look, you probably look around the team then, you know, growing up, I was lucky enough, I used to look from Darren McDermott and that, and Burton to play alongside Darren as a defender, and you know, things like that, Niall Campbell, Enda McDermott, these boys, Danny Cullen there, you know, just special players as well, and Sean McVeigh, you know, there's just all them lads, like, and I was just privileged, you know, to play alongside them, and, you know, there's some great young players coming up there as well now, you know, the likes of Jack O'Loughlin and Ronan and Christy McDermott and all these boys, you know, so, you know, Donegal hurling's in a good place, like.
Yeah, that's my next point. What do you think of Donegal hurling at the moment? Because I know, speaking to Mickey McCann, he sees your retirement as a blow to his squad, given that you featured so regularly and had a huge part to play in Donegal's success. You didn't step up to the Christy Ring this year, obviously, with everything that was going on in the pandemic. So how bright is this future for Donegal hurling? Over the next couple of years, is there a good enough crop and talented bunch there to make the step up to Christy Ring and possibly stay in that?
Well, that has to be the goal, you know, Oisin, because, like, we're probably, myself included, I was a bit disappointed this year that we didn't get the opportunity, you know, we rightly won the Nicky Rackard, and in my eyes, you know, we should have just got the opportunity to go up and play Christy Ring. That's what you want to do, you want to get to the next level again, you know, and bring Donegal hurling up, and for me, I think we definitely have the squad of players there. You know, Mickey's done a fantastic job, you know, when he came in. Like, he's just brought it to a new level, you know, and the boys, everybody knows where they stand. Like, and there's big competition for places. But you know, there is a few lads that's probably near to the end of the career, maybe same as myself, you know, but no, as I say, it's something that I looked at too, you know, that there's our young guys in the benches there and they can come in and take my place. Like, I know that, and we definitely have the players there, and the club scene in Donegal is strong, you know, with a couple of more clubs, you know, coming on board there, the likes of Dunlow last year there, Cairn Donagh, you know, stepping up the senior this year. You know, the likes of Moncrana there is competitive now again as well, and you know, you have yourselves and Burt and the rest there, Satantas and McCools and that as well, you know. So as I say, it's all good there in the club scene, like it's good and competitive, and that's the way we need it, because that only pushes the county scene on further.
Yeah, how tall in orders are going to be then, do you feel, for Mickey and his team to stay up in Division 2B this year, given the structure of the league?
That's it, you know. I was looking at it there, and probably, you know, like anything, you're targeting your home games, and you know, Roscommon, they're their first game this weekend, like, and you know, Roscommon will be a tough game. They're in Division 2B's the last few years, you know, and they're kind of cemented their place there, and they're in the Christy Ring Cup and things like that as well. So for us, you know, it's important that we stay in that division, and you know, and hopefully get back up under the Christy Ring and then cement our place there, and that's the only way we can improve, like, you know. But in saying that, it'll be tough, like, you know, London's out of it this year in a way of Mayo and Roscommon at home. The two tough teams, like Mayo have Keith Higgins there back on board, who's just as good a hurler as he is footballer, you know, so he's a massive influence on them again as well. So no, it'll be tough. It will be tough now, but I've no doubt that Mickey will leave no stone unturned.
Obviously, you stepped away from inter-county action, Joe. So the next question is going to be, can you commit hurling-wise to Burt for 2021? Are you going to stick at that for another number of years yet?
Well, that's the next question, Oshin. I suppose it's something that I have to start thinking about now as well. Like, you know, as I say, I'm living on my own and stuff for the gap work and family commitments and stuff, you know, and the travelling gets no easier and things like that, you know, but it's very hard, like, it's going to be very, very hard for me to step away from Burt, like, you know, same as Donegal, as I say, I left it to the last minute, and I kind of had my mind made up, and I didn't have my mind made up, and things like that, but as you say, it was a big, massive part of my life, like, and, you know, I owe a lot to it as well, you know, and got a lot out of it as well, so no decision on that yet, as of yet, but definitely now in the next number of weeks, I'll have to make my mind up regarding that, you know.
Yeah. You said 17 years at senior inter-county level playing hurling for Donegal. You were 17, weren't you, when you started senior level,
yeah,
when you played your debut? So that would make you 34 today, given it's your birthday, Joe.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
a very happy birthday.
Thanks, Oisin.
And I'm sure you'll feel that there's still a couple of years left in your hurling for your club, Bert.
Oh, definitely. Look, as I say, you know, it's brilliant to be able to go out there, and I was privileged, you know, to be play as long, like, especially with Donegal there, you know, some of the players I played with down through the years was brilliant, you know, and as I say before, the opportunities I got there, and the people you get to meet and things I got there, you know, you hear once chatting about it, but it is true, like, you know, and even in the club scene, you know, the Donegal club scene is very small. We could nearly pick each other's club teams, you know, we know each other that well, but I always had the mindset once you end up there, you know, to Donegal, you left all your club things at the door, like, and you were playing for the one team, and that's how you drive it on, you know, that's how you have to come together then, and then you're in the one team then and drive Donegal hurling on.
Yeah. Listen, Joe, and enjoy your birthday, and enjoy your inter-county retirement as well, and I'm sure we'll see you real soon again in the Burt colours here in the county. Thanks for talking to us, Joe, and the best of luck.
Thanks very much, Oisin.